Kam Lamafreya, one of the shells is Tomei Lamafreya, from backwards. Kam Labo, Mikam Labo, Tak, we say she's Tomei. Drakopon, Mikoma, Kamkash, Om Ravina Lakash, Nosti, Rachikoma. Heshila Chaluk, Lenochish Lenz, dress to a Goya, Balas, Kesim Shinas, Mikesim, Rezu Telebo. I, Vo, Oye, Yosheva, Salak, Kesim, Katon, Yachikoma. O, Yosheva, Sadam, Tor. Balas, Kesim, Telebo. That's not about Kesim, like a scholar, but not the Isha, it's only about Kesim in Atali. Only in the Nochriya then with Tali, but not in Stam about Kesif, Stam Venisha only saw a Kesim in Echnaim, you then take away not Tali in her. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll do this less tomorrow over in the next take. We'll stop here then. You're holding that Samach on the days, but in the middle of the Shiloh that Reb Levoy before said, that Reb Yehuda Bar Levoy said that we're not Tali Kesim Bekesim. Means the Venetia found a kesem on a beged, and she lent yesterday this beged to a different lady. That yesterday we know that lady already has a tumas kesem on her, so we're not totally zebizir. Because the first one, we do not know for sure she saw dami gufay. It could be the damoni came alma, just kesem is tummy anyway. So therefore, the second one now that found a kesem on her choluk, we say she's also tummy. So the theory we asked was, here we brought down Bryce that said, yes, we are totally about a kesim in a kesim. So for instance, again, first everyone, Bryce before, kind of a freak on the bomb, more said, now, when we call Mokom Kasha, when we call Mokom into Kasha, here it says that you are totally, this Isha defines her kesim now, and we say that it came from a different Isha, because she's about a kesim, so not like Reb Levoy. So more answers, Ravina Lakasha is no stira. Hokikom, this is what the Bryce meant to say. That if she lent her dress yesterday to a Goya, and a Goya that saw Dam once already, so in the Lochris now that the Baalis Kesem, the second lady now, the Jew, when she gets the dress back, and when she finds a Kesem on this dress, she has a right to raise that Tola Bo. She has a right to be told that this Kesem did not come from her, from the Jew, but it came yesterday when the Goya was wearing it. That's what the Mishnah meant to say. But not but to a Tola her in a Baalis Kesem. We're totally the lady now that finds the kesem on her clothing, we're totally came from the Goya that wore it yesterday. So the Gemara no, I, Vahor, the Bryce says, Oidli Yosheva Salakesem Katoni, Mashma, even the case where the first one only was Yosheva Salakesem, still we're totally the second one in the first one, even though the first one was only a Balas Kesem, so again, it's not like Reb Levoy. So when I said, Hokikom is the Bryce meant to say, Oidli Yosheva Saldam Toyer, that's the case where she's sitting on Dam Toyer. In such a case, Baalas Kesem Toylabom, that the Baalas Kesem has a right to be totally in her, in the one she borrowed the dress yesterday to, because since she's an Isha, that any Dam she sees is Tor right now. She gave birth 15 days ago. So now any Dam she sees is called Dam Toyer, therefore we're totally this Dam in her. Only in the case where the first lady actually saw Dam. But if the first lady was only a Baalas Kesem, we do not know Baklal, she saw Dami Gufay. It could be then the second one cannot be totally her kesem in the first one's kesem. Then the Mishnah says, Shalosh, Shalosho, Sharab Nechem Yoim. Nechem is the one that said that if you find a kesem on something that's not Makabal Tumah, so it has no Tumas kesem. Omar Rav Masna. Rav Masna says, my time with Rav Nechem Yoim. What's the reasoning of Rav Nechem Yoim? Why should he say that she's Tor? The Mishnah says she found a kesem on a stone that she sat on. So the dam came from her. Why should we say she's tor? The pasuk says, "V'niksel oritz teishif." Meaning to say, "Kiven she yorsh v'loritz niksa." As soon as she sat down on the ground, she becomes tor. She's clean. Meaning to say that if you find a kesem on the ground, it's tor. Since the ground is not a bar kabulit, it's not something that's kabul tumah. It has no din of kesem. Oh, my rabbi. So the body is only a smach to be yalma because the din kesem is only with the rabbanon. Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rabbi Chanino, Mitai Horeb Nechemia Filo, Biachure Kli Cheres, even if she finds the kesem on the back of a Kli Cheres, also she's torn, as even though the inside of the Kli Cheres is Makabal Tumah, but since the back of the Kli Cheres is not Makabal Tumah, Kli Cheres has a locha, the Tumah has to go inside the Kli, not if it touches the outside of the Kli. So if she finds the kesem on the outside of the Kli, she's torn, it's not called the Bakabuli Tumah. But the more pshita, of course, on the back of a kli cheres is not makabel tumah. It's supposed to know it's a tremendous chiddush here, because otherwise, mal the time I would have thought to say ligzor gaboi or to tuk, let's make a gzera that if you find the kesem on the back of the kli, she should be tamei, because otto we find the kesem inside the kli, and then it is makabel tuma. Kamash malom, we do not make this gzera that if you only find the kesem on the outside of the kli cheres, she remains tor. The same way the kli remains tor, she also remains tor. Omer Abaye, Abaye says, mitay hoyu Reb Nechemya v'matlonius shein bem sholosh asholosh. That the Nechemya is also as mitar v'nisha finds a kesem on a piece of cloth less than 3x3, since that's not the size to mekabel tumah, therefore who there has no tumas kesem either, less than 3 etz boys by 3 etz boys, he holds that it has no din kesem. Why? The lechazin and lelaniyim lelashirim is not fit for neither, not for the poor people, not for the rich people. They would not use such a small cloth. But since the cloth has no din kabbalas tuma, who are din, it has no din of a kesem. Doresh Rav Chiya bar Rav Masna, mishmei the rav name of Rav, the halacha krem nechemi, take a pass along the nechemi. Therefore, if you find a kesem on something that's not makabel tuma, she has no tumas kesem. Or Malay Rav Nachman, Abba Tony Abba, your father learned like this, that Meister once happened the case that Bol of Nechachom, they came in front of Nechachomim V'tomum, and they said no, that it's Tomei. When they found the kesem on a dove or on a stone, it wasn't a Makabel Tumah, so they said it was Tomei. The Yartamat, you want to tell me look like Rav Nechem, you pass on Rav Nechem that she's Tor, of course not like your father. Moses Mahi, what was the story? Let's see, what was the case, what happened exactly? The Tanya learned like this, Shtei noshim shoyu teuchnes brachayim. Two ladies that were working by a grinder brachayim. Shoyad, a grinder that you used to use with the hands. You used to have to push it, turn it around with your hands. So two ladies are working, grinding. Now v'nim tzodam tachas apnimius. We found them under where the inner lady was standing. Tachas apnimius. That was the one that was near the brachayim, near the grind mill. Both of them are tamei, because the one outside also pushes itself sometimes closer towards the rechayim to push it, so therefore both of them could have been under that spot, so therefore both of them are suffered, they're both tamei. What's going to be tachas achitzoina? We find the blood spot where the outer one was standing, not where the inner one was standing. So then we say achitzoina tamei, only the outside one has tumah, or the apnim is tarah, because the inside one does not push a way out. So only the outside one was on that spot, so therefore we know the dam came from her. What's going to be bentayim? We found the dam in between where both of them stand. Then shtem tameis, they both have equal suffer, who it came from, so both of them are tamei. Now, while you might say, once happened, v'nimtza dam al svosa shel ambatya, they once found a stain of blood on the rim of the bathtub. The al ola shel zayis, or else on a leaf, of an olive, they found a blood stain. Bishor shemasikus esatanur, the time when they were lighting up the tanner, they were using these things for fuel light to burn up the tanner with, and they found a blood stain on it. Now ubo ma'aser v'chomim, the story came from chomim, but tamum, they said it's tamei. So where the kasher is, the olas shozai is not makabel tumah, and so you see it was makabel kesem. Since the Rai Lechura, not like Rav Nechemya, we take a pasuk, even though the kesem comes upon a dover, like a leaf, shalzai, it's not makabel tumah, still there is a tumas kesem. Samur sanachlami tanoi, it's like a machlokes tanoim. The Tanya learn like this, Rabbi Yaakov says it's tumah, where the kesem falls on a dover, shein on makabel tumah. Rav Nechemya mitayir, and v'horre chachom Rav Nechemya, with the chachom take a pasuk, like Rav Nechemya, to go lekula here, the hilkos ksamim, if you find a kesem on a cloth on something that's not makabel tumah, senechnami, it has no din kesem, it has no locha of tumah. You have it there. Yeah, Mishnah says here, sholosh noshim, you have three ladies, shoy yeshonis bamita, they were sleeping in the same bed, bamita achas, v'nimtzo dam tachas achas men, then in the morning they find a blood stain under one of them, and we don't know from which one it came from. So lachris kulam tameis, all three have a tumas kesem. They're all three tummy min asafik. We don't know which one. It came from one of these three. So all three is tummy. What's going to be though? Botko achas mehen. Let's say one of them made a bedika right away. As soon as they woke up in the morning, one made a bedika, checked herself. Venin says tamei, and she saw that she's taka tummy. She has dam. So we have a right to say he tamei yushtem toiris. The kesem came from her. She's tummy, and the other two are tor. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be the toilos zu b'zu? We have right to be totally one in the other. So more will explain, meaning to say, that let's say one of them was a muberis, and or else one of them was a manika, and that's as far to say them a selek is dumb. They don't have a dam right now, so they have right to say mistam the kesson came from the other lady that's not pregnant, and the pregnant lady would be tor. That's called v'toilos zu b'zu. You have reason to say why it came from one more than the other. So we say that, and only the other one is tall, may not the pregnant one. What's going to be though, v'yim loy hoy ruyin lirois? Let's say, no, you don't have anyone to be tall in more than the other. Let's say all three of them were pregnant. So then, royin ois and kilohen ruyis, we have to look at all three of them as if they're fit to see dam. Even though Menastam would say they don't see dam, they're pregnant now. But since Lamais, we found the kesem here, came from one of these three, and they're all three pregnant, so therefore we say we don't know which one, and all three is tummy again, Menasafik. Nothing more says. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Vu shebotko atzmo b'shir veses. That the Mishnah says if one checks herself right away, and she's tomei, so we say the dam came from her, and the other two are tor. That's only she made a bedika right away. I mean, as soon as she got up, right away she made a bedika. Vu shebotko atzmo b'shir veses means right away. Why? Why does Rav Yehuda Amar Rav say this? Because the silver law kabar pod, he holds like bar pod shita. The yom that he says like this. That kol shabai lo bechatas, that the mishnah before, like a man that they live together, and then right after the tashmish, if she checks herself and she finds that she's tamei, so we say if she checked herself right away, that dam was there b'shas tashmish, and the husband was a boil needy as chet bin korbin. So kol shabai lo bechatas, anytime we say the husband has to bring a chatas, he is tyreser tameus. If it be a case, not that she lived with the husband, but stam, if she made a bedika and she sees she's tamei, so the few minutes before that, the half a minute, whatever it is, the time of the kleveses, we said like she, for sure she had dam then also. And therefore, if she touched tyrus then, those tyrus, that true mokotchim is vade tamei. What's going to be bailu b'yoshim toli? Means when she didn't make the bedika right away, but she waited till it takes time to go off to bed and wipe herself, and that's when she first made the bedika. So in such a case, before we hear that the husband is only chay of a korban oshem toli, it's a suffix whether there was dam there b'shas tashmash or not. So in such a case, by tyrus, his tyrus said to Louis, it'll be the same thing. It's a suffix whether she was tummy that time before. See, if she touched truma before, it'll be a suffix ikatuma that we can't burn it, but he can't eat it. What's well, going to be by lepturah? She first checked herself for 2 minutes later. After that time, to get off the bed and wipe herself, she first checked herself later. So we had them before, the loch was at the bailus potter. They lived together, the husband and wife lived together, and then she checked herself 2 minutes later, and she saw she's tamei, then we do not say the dam was there b'shas tashmas, and the husband is potter. In such a case, tyrus said tyrus. That amount of time also, she touched truma before, this 2 minutes before, so we say that truma is still to her. So now Mishnah also, that we say if one of them makes a bedika, and she's tamei, so we say the dam that came out before came from her, that's only when she made the bedika right away. So therefore, she makes the bedika right away, that by her husband, he would have been chayav chatis, here by Tyrus is like a vadai. So we're told the dam vadai came from her. However, for Rabbi Oishiyom, Rabbi Oishiyom like this, no. Rabbi Oishiyom, afilu baila bechatis. Even in the case where she made the bedika right away, that in the case where she lived with the husband before, the husband would be chayav chatis, she made a bedikah within the time it takes to get off the bed. So we say for sure the dam was there before b'shas tashmish, and the husband is like a boil needy as being a chatis. Still, Rav Oishi says though, Tyra said to Luyas, but in the case where she did not live with the husband, so she made a bedikah now, when she saw she's tummy, do we say that for sure she was tummy a minute ago? No, we don't know for sure she was tummy. It's only Tyra said to Luyas, only a softy ketumah. And therefore now Mishnah will not help you. Even if she checks herself right away, so what? It's not vadai that the dam she saw now was there before. It could be she was not tummy before. So still be a suffix. Maybe the dam came from the other ladies, and therefore would not help. And it's like this, that bishleim ahosim, bishleim by tashmish live with the husband, eima shamish akfe ledam. There it is for to say that maybe the shamish, the bishas tashmish, the husband's aver, held the dam in. And therefore, it first came out after the bedika. It first came after tashmish. That's why, if there's dam the next, when she checks herself right away, we say that dam was there before also. Aval hochab over here. If you want to say there was dam like before, manak for who held it back? She didn't live with the husband now. So he holds, if she checks herself now, she sees tamei, we do not know for sure she's tamei before. We don't have the reason to say she's tamei before. Vadai. It's only a suffering of tamei. It's like the regular gzera of meis leis. But it's not to say she devada tamei before. So according to him, it wouldn't make enough communion if they make a bedika right away, or she makes bedika a little bit later. It's only a suffering of din anyway. So if the Mishnah says that you told you zebizir, it wouldn't make enough communion if you make the bedika right away, or you make a little bit later. Yomer Rabbi Yirmiyah says like this now. Moshul Rabbeish, what's Rabbeish is Moshul? Moshul Rabbeish, Lamad Dabudah Morik dislike. Liyelet Bezokin, a young child and an older person. Shoyim Halkam Madero, they're both walking along the road. So Kol Zuman, Shoyim Madero, Kol Zuman, they're on the road. Yelet Shoyim Lovoi, that the son, the young one, waits for his father, waits for the older person, they walk together. That the son doesn't know his way, so he waits. But Nichnasulia, once they come into the city, and then the Yelet knows his way, so Yelet Mamai Lovoi, the child comes out first. So that's this mushal also, that Kol Zuman, the husband's tash, the Aver is inside her, that holds the dam back from coming out. But once the Aver goes out, then we say the dam comes out first. So Rashi said, "Moshto b'yishir diyoma shamish makiv is a dam. Yelitcher lovoi. He goes slow. He doesn't know the way. He comes to the city. He goes separately. He goes to his house. He goes to the other house. Therefore, goes faster." Interesting why they want to be on the Moshul altogether for. Then Rav Rabbaya Abayi says another example. Rav Rabbaya, what's another example? Moshul, what's another Moshul of Baishiyah? L'mad Davidim, what is this like? L'mad Davidim, L'yodim Shinesh Nesba B'yan, a person puts his hand in his eye. So it's like this, Kol Zaman Shesba B'yan, Kol Zaman his hand is in his eye, Dim Shoy Lovoi, the tears do not come out so fast. But not Letzba, when he takes his hand away, then Dim Maharas Lovoi, then the tears come out fast. So it's much like this. A Kol Zaman, the Yevis Vishas Tashmish, that holds back the dam from coming out. But as soon as they finish Tashmish, then the dam comes out. So therefore, we said you make a Bedika right away, it was like Vada the dam was there before. But now, a case by terrorists, there's never a thing as a Vada the dam was there before. So the Mishnah says that you could be Boydik and Bot Kakas Mammon helps, so it wouldn't make enough meat was done right away or not. Yeah. Right. Now the Morris says, it's Mishnah says, V'toylu zu b'zu. Tana Rabbanan. Keitzah wasn't meant to say the case is toylu zu b'zu. You could say, came from one, not the other one. That Ubra, one lady was pregnant. B'shein Ubra, the other one was not pregnant. So toylu Ubra, b'shein Ubra, the one that's pregnant has the right to say, the sound of dam did not come from her, but came from the other lady. Because the one that's pregnant, that's the source, she's Muslek as Damim. The same thing, Manika, b'shein Manika. One is nursing, one is not nursing. The same thing. Toilu manika b'shena manika, because the one that's nursing usually does not see. Say Cain, an older lady that stopped seeing already. B'shena Cain, another lady was lying in the bed was a younger one. So again, toilu is a Cain, b'shena Cain, the one that's older has a right to say the dam did not come from her but came from the other lady. So only the other one is talking, not the Cain. Psula b'shena psula, a girl that never saw yet. And a girl that saw already, the same thing, Toilu Basula Bishana Basula, the one that's a Basula has a right to say, came from the other one. What's going to be, Hoyushtayim Ubras? Let's say both ladies that were pregnant. Roshtayim Manikas, both ladies were nursing. Roshtayim Skaz, they're both older. Shtayim Sos, they're both young. Then, Zuishishnin, that's what the end of the Mishnah says, Hoyu Ruyas Lirois, Royin Kiluhain Ruyas.